There's good news and bad news for Dayton. The good news is that the homeowner vacancy rate is maintaining its downward trend since it peaked last year. The bad news is when you combine the number of vacant homes and the number of vacant rental properties, Dayton is second only to Orlando, Florida, as one of the country's emptiest cities. These numbers are based on data from the Census Bureau that compares 75 of the largest U.S. cities. Paul Toscano is the reporter for CNBC who compiled the list. He says cities suffer from the loss of property taxes, but it can mean mixed news for the housing market.
For some people, I mean, if you're living there already and your home value is going down, that's not necessarily a good thing. Your home might be underwater if you have recently purchased it before the bubble. But if you're someone looking to move there to Dayton or another city with a lot of these vacancies, the prices are going to be depressed. Affordability certainly goes up, especially in these places that have a lot of distressed homes.
Toscano adds that Dayton is a smaller city than many of the 75 metro areas, and that could make the problem look a little worse than it really is. Still, Dayton's total gross vacancy rate is 16.9%. That's more than 6% above the large city average. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.